Blog Talk Radio.
Do you let your girl strap you?
I just ask that, you know, you don't make as much noise as I make, you know, But I mean, don't make that much noise. Don't be like, oh, give it to me, please. No.
Wait a minute. So if I told you that I didn't want you to go down on me unless we was married, you would leave me? You would move
on?
Yes,
I would.
That's so fucked up.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to bless you right now. I'm nutting, wipe my pussy with it. I ain't lying.
Oh my god. Wow. I tell you, I wipe my ass. It's because God you do on there. That's the blood of Jesus. How about that? You gave me the blood of Jesus. I'm giving you the dirt of Jesus.
You are now tuned in and you are rocking with the best. Six Colors Radio, Jewel's baby, and my co-host, of course, Soleil Mysterious. We in the building, so get ready.
Yeah, no doubt. It's Six Colors Radio, and it's the Sunday Takeover, and we are officially in the building. All right? So, yo, what's up? My name is Jewel's baby. I am your host with my co-host, of course, hostesses. We got Mysterious in the building, and Soleil, what's good?
What's the deal? What's going on, everybody?
What up? What's going on?
I ain't shit shaking. Just chilling.
What's up? What's up, Mysterious?
Huh?
Huh? What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
What up? Hey. Yeah, no doubt. So, yo, if you just tuning in, we'd like to welcome you to the show, of course. If it's your first time listening, please. Yo, enjoy yourself, you know what I'm saying? We come here, we enjoy ourselves, we want y'all to feel relaxed and like y'all at home, you know what I'm saying? Just like chilling with your friends, you know what I'm saying? So we want to welcome y'all with open arms. Also, I would like to tell everybody, and plus my co-host, I would like to say Happy New Year to everybody. So I hope, you know, Happy New Year. Let me just say Happy New Year. This is our first show in the new year. First show in the new year.
Yay!
And I'm excited about it because, yo, this means that this upcoming year will be 3 years that we've been rocking. 3 years we've been rocking.
God,
Six Colors Radio.
It's been that long.
Yes. So it's been 3 years since we've been rocking Six Colors Radio. And, I'm excited. I want to give props to everybody, not just us, but to the listeners because y'all the ones who keep us coming back and keep, you know, just make it happen. So we come back for y'all because this is not just, and I express it every time, it's not just, you know, Soleil, Mysterious, Jewel show. It's our show. So the listeners, y'all like the third co-host, you know what I'm saying? So we like to thank y'all for, just rocking with us for 3 years. So we like to extend it. So if I don't tell you each, you know, I don't know everybody. So, you know, thank you. Every time somebody calls, I'm going to just tell y'all thank you. And when I'm saying thank you, I mean thank you for supporting us, reaching out to us, sending us a lot of love on our page. Also, just going out and telling your friends to come check us out. And, you know, that's why we're here, because you guys spread the word and you just support. And we love y'all for that. So thank you again. New year, new shit. Y'all ready? Are y'all ready for 09?
I am ready.
Are y'all ready for 09?
excited. I just feel like hula hooping right now.
Feel like hula hooping? No doubt, yo. Oh, nah, I feel something good. I feel good. 08 wasn't too bad, you know what I'm saying? I can't say that everything in 08 was bad, but, you know, you go through your things in 08, but I'm ready to leave everything in 08 in the past, you know, and keep it moving. So I'm really, I can't say I wasn't focused last year, but I'm extremely focused this year. I just feel good about 09. I really do. I don't know why. I just feel it in my bones, you know what I'm saying? I'm excited about it and working on a lot of things this year. So this year is your year, everybody's year. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, don't just talk about it, be about it, get up and do something. I know everybody's made their little, you know, goals and resolutions, but get up and do something about it this year. Stay focused. Get all the other people out your life that ain't, that's holding you back and who are irrelevant in your life. Get rid of those people. You know what I'm saying? Who are they? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? So get rid of those people. Get focused for 09 because I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm so excited, like, for real, for real. So, yo, what I want y'all to do for me right now is I want y'all to go get your friends, your family, your booze, your houses, your whatever it may be, your cut buddies, whoever, your pastor. Tell them to come check out Six Colors Radio right now, www.blogtalkradio.com/6colors with a Z radio. Come check us out. Also, I'm going to give y'all the number early because I want y'all to call in. We got a nice show. It's the first show of 09, so you got to call in. And, you know, even if it's just to say Happy New Year's to us, yo, call in. I'm going to give y'all the number right now, which is 646-478-5726. Again, the number is 646-478-5726. All right? I even got a caller right now, so I'm not even going to go to what we normally go. I'm going to go to, oh, the caller hung up. She got scared. You know, Dell, call back. You know what I'm saying? If you just want to call in just to say what's up, it's cool too. So We take everybody. We love everybody. All our listeners. We have black, white, Spanish, whatever it is, straight. We have straight listeners. We love them all. So no doubt. Make sure y'all call us. We got a good show. So I want y'all to get ready. All right? So we're going to go into our old school of the day. I don't know what I want to listen to. What y'all want to listen to? Let me see what we can do. Who wants some? What you going for? Some Mary J, Method Man, or Monica? Which one y'all going to? Mary J, Method Man, or Monica?
I don't know, man. I was feeling something earlier today. But go ahead, just play whatever's on your mind. Play some Monica. That's what you do.
Monica, no doubt. Six Colors Radio is the Sunday Takeover. I'm playing Monica right now. Y'all tuned in because you're rocking with the best.
So gone over you. Yeah, New Monica. Silly on me. Devoted so much time. Find you on paper, boy. I nearly lost my mind. Drive past your house every night in an unmarked car. Wondering what she had on me. To make you break my heart.
Yeah.
I'm so gone. Oh, to make you. Oh, I love you, baby. Nights I couldn't sleep. You let the sun beat you home. I ask myself over again, what am I doing wrong? To make you stay out all night and not take the call. What does she have over me to make it not think to call? Sometimes I have to fight cause my mouth too slick. Baby, why you doing me like I ain't worth it? Make me wanna ride past your house and sit. Kick down your doors and smack your chick.
just to show your Monica I'm not having it. So in love with you like a drug addict. You treat me so unreal. What she do, I do better. What she did to make it love.
What she did to do.
What it is, this your boy Psycho, Trap Mob Entertainment. I'm in the building, you know what I mean? On Six Colors Radio with my girl Jules, my girl Celia, and my girl Mysterious, you know what I mean? We ain't kicking it, so call up here and holler at your boy, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? No doubt, Six Colors, we back in the building. It's the Sunday Takeover. Yo, if you just tuning in, we'd like to welcome y'all to the show. You first timers, we'd like to welcome y'all. And make sure y'all feel at home. So go check out the chat room. We got a chat room on the main page. A lot of cool people. That's where the cool people hang out, in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cool people in the chat room. Just go meet them. There's a lot of cool people that you can add to your pages, MySpaces, downlinks, whatever it may be. So go check them out. You can discuss what's going on with Six Colors Radio and a whole bunch of other things. Who knows? We never know what goes on in our chat room, right? It's a bunch of fun, though, all right? So make sure you go check that out. Welcome to the show. All you other faithful listeners, we'd like to welcome y'all to the show. Of course, you know, y'all in our VIP section. So, yo, welcome to the show. I'm ready.
Me too.
You ready? I'm ready tonight, you know what I'm saying? So listen, we're doing this early. We got a nice topic we want to talk about. 09. I'm just excited, y'all. I can't help it. I'm just real hyper. Y'all know how I am. I'm always hyper. So I'm going to give y'all a number real quick and real early. It's 646-478-5726. Again, the number is 646-478-5726. Call us. Call me. Call us. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into the topic. I figure we kind of, you know, go back to those the coming out stories, because I know there's a lot of stories that are kind of funny. There's some that are kind of sad. I mean, what was your experience coming out to your family and friends? Have you even came out yet? What's going on? Talk to me. Somebody laughed. Somebody did that. That must have been Mysterious, because she always do that little after every topic.
Definitely
with
me.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, because, you know, every time I say a topic, it's Mysterious going in the background. She go, You know what I'm saying? She be digging deep, like, You know how you do that. But, yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about your stories coming out. Was it a hard experience? Any of y'all?
Go first, Mysterious, because.
When I came out to my mom, it was because she didn't really like it. Now she's starting to warm up to it, you know. She isn't really all that comfortable with it, but I asked her if she wanted to meet my girlfriend, well, my ex-girlfriend now, and she told me yes. So, I mean, she's starting to really come around now. When I told my friends, it wasn't really shocking for them. They were like, we know. Like, we already know. So, I mean, the rest of my family, besides my grandmother and my godmother, they all knew too. So everybody just knew. I guess they were just waiting for me to say something about it.
Yeah. I could say that about my family. My family, they just kind of like, I mean, it was just obvious. They don't, you know how they know, but they don't say nothing? That's how it is. Like, I know people know that I am, and my, of course my family, you know, my mother, they just don't say nothing. They'd rather not say nothing. They cool with it. They just don't say nothing about it, you know. And I don't, as far as my rest of my family, I don't mean, I don't go around saying, hey, Bob, what up, cousin? By the way, I'm gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they, for what? You know what I'm saying? If they find out, they find out. Who cares? I really don't care. So it wasn't no big, huge thing for me, like, no bad experience and no, you know, whatever experience. So it wasn't a bad. Oh, Lord. Uh-oh. Y'all get that popcorn ready. So Lay got a story. Y'all know how that go. Get it ready.
I'm going to have to wait because my coming out story is hilarious.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I was young. I was, you know, in my 21s. Actually, no, because I came out to my dad when I was 12. I told my daddy that, you know, I didn't like boys or whatever. So I was 12 years old when I came out to my dad. My dad was like, well, maybe, you know what I'm saying, you'll grow out of it. It's just a phase, blah, 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 right? Okay, so I make 21, and I had paid for this girl to come down here from California to come see me. So I told her, I said, well, okay, I'm going to get my homegirl to pick you up because I have school. So after I get out of class, then I'll come by and see you or whatever. So my mom was just telling me, she was fussing at me, you can't go nowhere. You go and hang out with that girl and blah, blah, blah. So basically, you know, at the time, my mama didn't know that I was gay or whatever. So I got caught up in a little situation, you know.
Not the side.
Huh?
No, go ahead. I said, not the side.
So I got caught up in a little situation where my mom, you know, she said that, I'm not taking you nowhere. You're going to have to get there on your own, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, fine, whatever, whatever. So I went and hung out with my homegirl. And, you know, at the time I was chilling with my girlfriend or whatever because my girlfriend ended up staying with my homegirl. Well, anyway, so my brother called me and he was like, I'm coming to pick you up. I said, okay, whatever. So he takes me back home. He said, I'm going to get a beer and I'll be back. I said, okay, whatever. So maybe like about an hour or so later, he calls me in the room with my mom. Now, my dad is already in the living room watching the church channel, okay? So I hear, you know, people singing Amazing Grace and stuff. And
would y'all listen to the pastor?
No, we wouldn't listen to the pastor that time of day or whatever.
All right. I was just,
you know, he come on late, really late. So anyway, so my mom laying across the bed, and she holding a towel and holding her Bible. So anyway, okay. So my brother asked me, have you ever kissed a girl? Now, he said this in front of my mama, right? So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, should I say yeah? So,
hold on. Is you drinking?
Yeah, my bad, I'm sorry.
She said, wait a second. Hold on. Flag on the play. Hold on.
I'm thirsty, my bad, y'all.
Yo, did she just stop in the middle of her story? Take a drink. Yo. Only
part.
On Six Colors Radio. Yo, go ahead, so let's go.
I'm a little part, so you have to be patient with me.
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
Okay. So, anyway. So what happened was, you know, my brother was like, well, did you like it or whatever? And I said, yeah, like that. So my mom was like, my mom started crying or whatever. So it was really weird for me, but I was really enjoying the questions he was asking me, you know. So, yeah, that's how I came out to my people. And my mom, you know, like now my mom is cool with it or whatever, but it was just funny how my mom would just cry or whatever. I was a little bit upset that she only gave me 20 minutes of tears, and when my sister lost her virginity, she cried for 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. That's crazy, right? That's crazy. That's kind of like, you know, that's backwards. But, yo, hold on. Let's go to Carla real quick. Let's go to 310 real quick. Hold on. Let's see if we can get to 310. What's good? 310.
Hello.
Oh,
what's up? Hi. How you doing?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's. Oh, nine. How y'all doing? I was trying to make sure I understood what the question was. It's basically how you came out, right? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I came out actually to my mom. My family's Caribbean. My dad doesn't know up to now. I think he knows, but I'm not sure because I have a friend on downlink who lives where my dad lives, and she's kind of, you know, studdish, so
uh-huh.
He thinks she is. So I think she told him. I'm not sure about that one. But my mom, she's a deaconess at our church. Been at that church and watched for like about almost about 5 years, 6 years, or whatever. And it wasn't as hard as I thought. My sister, she was like an undercover freak, so she used to have threesomes with her friends and all that. So I made my sister come out with me. So basically, I told my mom that all the guys, because she used to think that like guys were picking me up,
mm-hmm.
and I just told her that basically all the guys that she thought were picking me up were not guys, they were girls. Right?
Because
she only seen two of them. Two of them looked exactly like a dude. The other ones, she just saw basically their little replica in the car. So I just told her basically, okay, you know, they're all girls. They're all girls. You know, I just like studs. And she was like, well, can't you at least like the feminine ones? And I was like, you know. And I told her, I was like, no, mommy, I want the other ones. So my mom was cool. She said she had already kind of had a clue when she caught me when I was like 15 masturbating to a picture of, I think it was Gabrielle Union.
Oh, wow.
I mean, not Gabrielle Union. What's her name? Sexy Dash or whatever that girl name is.
Oh, wow. I would have loved to
so.
See that. I'm just kidding.
It was like the young version of Stacey Dash. She was like, she called me, so I was like, so when she saw that already, she was like, she's kind of,
You're right, Stacey
like,
Dash is kind of sexy. I mean, I wouldn't know.
Hell yeah.
Okay, but yeah,
come on, keep going. So, you know, everybody was cool with that. The biggest person to come out to was my family that's in Florida. I just basically, just to get it all out there, I just basically wrote, as soon as I got on the airplane, I wrote all over my bag, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. But I just wrote all over my black bag. It was all in white out, I'm gay, and gay pride, and I eat pussy, and all this shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just as soon as I got in front of them, because it's a family reunion, so as soon as I got in front of them, I just dropped the bag down in front of everybody.
I mean, do you
wow.
ever think about it, like, you know, when you come out, you just want everybody to know?
Yeah, it wasn't about me wanting everybody to know. It was just the fact that my family, like, I'm very close to my family, and I don't like lying. I don't like being undercover about anything. I'm very blunt, and I'm out. I'm just, like, real outspoken. So I'm not going to hide anything from you. I'm not going to have you here sitting here saying, well, how's your boyfriend doing? I'll be like, fine. You know, so.
Yeah.
I just let it all out and everything. You know, I had a problem with that, though. My auntie, she was like, she wouldn't let me be around my cousins or anything like that. She wouldn't even let, I think I was. It was me and my family that had to sleep at my other aunt's house. Because she didn't want me around my cousin. She thought I was going to turn him out.
Oh, Lord. That's crazy. Yo, that's a crazy story, though. We appreciate you calling in, 310.
Oh, put me on
no
hold.
Doubt.
I want to hear all the stories.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. We appreciate that, all right? We're going to do that for you, though. All right, no doubt. Yo, call in right now. We listen to your story, 646-478-5726. Right now, we're going to go to another line. Let's see what we get. 917, what's good?
Yo, what's good, you Wells? How you doing?
What's going on, Prada? In the house?
Hey,
what's going on?
Nah, I had to call in and get my little drop, you know what I mean? But I don't have the nice little coming out stories that y'all got. I got caught. So.
Oh, damn, that's even worse.
Hell yeah, I was in the basement kissing on some shorty in the eighth grade. And my mom didn't even catch me. This lady, her friend, called me. She was walking past the window in the, to the basement, and she looked in and she saw me kissing her. So, I mean, my mother is not the type to just come up, you know what I mean, put you on blast. She do it in this weird way or whatever. So, like, I'm walking around thinking everything cool. I don't, you know, thinking I'm still under wraps or whatever. And my mother's like, can I talk to you? I'm like, huh? She was like, can I talk to you? Can you come in and sit down? I'm like, oh, man. I just tell it was something. So I went in there, whatever, and I sat down, and she was like, you know, such and such said they seen this. And at that moment in time, because I was such a rebellious kid, I'm like, I could either, like, you know, fight or flight. And I wasn't about to just let her punk me, because the way my mother was saying it was like, she was like, that's disgusting. Are you serious? Like, this is, that's ridiculous. You're nasty. And I'm like, she was like, so did you do it? I was like, yeah, I did it. She was like, so you're gay? I was like, yeah. And I just was like, I started, me and my mother started arguing, like, she was like, you nasty. I'm like, you nasty. And I was like, well, I was like, you nasty. You hurt my feelings.
That's just like, funny. You just say you nasty.
she was like, aren't you ashamed? I said, aren't you ashamed? She was like, why don't you want a man? I said, why don't you have a man? So we were okay. Back at that. Go ahead. What you said?
No, I was just saying, that's funny how you just, every time she asks questions, you question her the same way.
Son, the crazy thing about it, you know what I mean, I ain't going to tie up your line too much, but the crazy thing about it was that that strongly influenced my whole perception of the gay world, because not only did my mother catch me and curse me out, my mother stopped doing everything for me. She was like, yo, you got to make it on your own, kid. I don't know what you about to do. So she ain't kicked me out the crib, but she just stopped doing for me. And then she called everybody else mama and was like, don't you know your daughter's gay? And everybody's mother, hell yeah, everybody mother, like everybody moms was tripping. So when we got to school the next day, we in the eighth grade, we all just sitting there like, all right, y'all got us in this. I guess we all gay now, so who going to lead us? And I was like, I'll do it. So I didn't even really know if I was gay at the time. I just knew I liked girls. I didn't know if I was bisexual, if I was gay or whatever. So it kind of pushed me towards, you know, just full, just doing whatever, just like, fuck it, because I had to lead everybody else. I had to, like, we started an alliance in the eighth grade for all the gay people and,
oh,
like,
Lord,
to protect them from the teachers and everything, because the teachers was getting on us like faggots and all types of shit. So that's
wow.
My little story. And you know what I mean? So I ain't get that little coming out story, and yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, no doubt. Yo, I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
No problem. All right.
Peace. Yo, call in, man. We want to know your coming out stories, man. Like, something serious. Like, someone was so crazy. I mean, everybody's story ain't going to be peaches and cream. You know, some people got disowned, which is crazy to me. So, you know, calling us, let us know. The number is 646-478-5726. Right now, I'm going to go to another caller because the lines is buzzing, no doubt. Six Colors Radio, 352. What's good?
Oh, hello.
What's up, 352?
Hello, this is Pierre. How you doing? Hi, everybody.
Good.
Happy New Year and all that extra shit.
Happy New Year.
I'm going to just go right into it, my coming out story. I never actually came out to anybody, like, ever. I was kind of, like, dragged out the closet because there was this female in my neighborhood, and I'm from Brooklyn, so I guess she had some type of feelings for me or whatever. She tried to get me to do something to her, and I'm like, listen, no, that's not my style. I'm not jumping on that. So she pretty much went to my brother and his drunken friends and said, Kim did this, Kim did that. Oh, we were doing it in this place and that place and all over the place. So
wow.
Then my brother comes upstairs, and he just starts yelling at me in front of my sister and my mom. And my mom's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what are you stupid? So me and my brother start fighting. Mind you, he was 24, and I was like,
damn,
17, 18. And we're fighting like dudes in the street, like fighting. So police have to come. And this went on for like 4 days straight, and I wasn't allowed to put a restraining order up against him because I was gay. So then,
wow, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
So all this time, everybody in my neighborhood knows what's going on. Like, everyone knew what was going on. I'm walking outside with scars, new scars coming on my face every day because I'm really having to fight this dude. Like, and nobody cares. Nobody's, like, standing up for me. I know plenty of fucking lesbians in that neighborhood. Nobody's, like, saying, yo, Kim, this is wrong, or telling him, calm down, you know? It's like, it was okay for me to get my ass whooped because I was gay. So, and the only person that really sat there and tried to protect me was my sister and my two best friends. Like, there were the only three people that were really, my mom was even like, you're not putting a restraining order against him, no matter what. Like, I don't care if you could, you're not doing it. So.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's my
story. Oh, man, everybody doesn't have a good story, man. Like, it's crazy. And it sucks, like, and I think, you know, some people still are in the club, and some people are extremely, I mean, it's like you said, you feel free when you tell somebody, but at the same time, you can either lose so many people around you. All the people that you thought loved you so much, I mean, your mom, the person that brought you into this world, you can lose her, you can lose a lot of your cousins, your friends, it's crazy. It's crazy, and it's like some of my, and you know, I was fortunate because a lot of my straight friends are real cool like that, and but, you know, they, at first, I think one of them kind of was real, like, stand back. She stood back from me a while. She I think once you tell, I don't understand this. It's like, once you tell somebody straight that you're gay, it's like they automatically think you want them.
Yeah, exactly. That's another grotesque thing. There's a lot of women that are straight that are out there that I absolutely have no fucking interest in. And so as soon as they see or hear that you're gay, they're like, oh, don't try to talk to me. And it's like, nobody wanted your ass in the first place. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, it's always like that. It's kind of crazy. Like, you know, now they're afraid to, like, you know, dress in front of you. Like, you were dressing in front of me before, so now all of a sudden, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want, you know, if that was the case, I would have been trying.
Seriously, in my high school, a lot of females just started migrating from my locker. It was weird, like. My locker room was completely packed with females ever when I got pulled out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I ever found out I was gay, there was so many people sitting there just waiting for me to get dressed, and I had to, like, not go to gym because so many girls were, like, they just kind of, like, migrated. It was weird.
Yeah, it is weird like that. But, yo, we appreciate that. We appreciate you sharing your story. And Happy New Year once again.
Thank you. Be peace, everybody. Remain blessed. And shout out to the Rage. Just had to say that. Okay, bye.
No doubt. Thanks. So, yo, for real, call in. Give us a call. We're talking about stories. I mean, you might help somebody out there that's listening that hasn't come out. There's a lot of, you know, man, what can you say about coming out? It's a very hard thing to do. It's not as easy as some people might, you know, make it seem, you know, and some people are fortunate that they didn't lose. You didn't lose some of your family and friends, but, you know, it hurts. It hurts. It hurts when, you know, you do lose those people around you that you've been around so long, because now all of a sudden they treat you totally different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, like, you know, it's a hard situation. And I asked, like, straight people ask me, and I've been asked, you know, how do you support someone in your family that is gay? What do you mean, how do you support? Just be by them, you know what I'm saying? Don't turn your back on them, because that's the worst thing you can do, is turn your back on them, because then you feel all alone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If everybody turns your back on them, then, you know, it's kind of like you're stuck by yourself. Just support them. I mean, just act normal like you were before. Don't change anything, because my sexual orientation is a female, so everything else is the same. So why turn your back on me? You're not in my bedroom. You're not around me or whatever like that. So chill. You know what I'm saying? Support me. Do that. But I don't know. I hate the fact that a lot of people still, and I know that not just me get it, but I know a lot of people in your family, whether it be your mother, your father, your cousins, whoever, your aunts, still try to hook you up with dudes. Anybody besides me, because people still try to hook me up with dudes.
Kind of, sort of. I get it often.
Yeah. I hate that. I hate it. Like, I'm like, you can't push a dude on me. You can't push it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, like, you know, if I see a dude this is what I don't get the gay community. Listen to me when I say, like, being gay is your sexual orientation, whatever. You like females. It's okay to say, I feel comfortable within myself and who I am to say, I'm not going to say I hate dudes because I don't hate them because they're here. My father's a dude. My brother's a dude. If I see a dude, I'm not going to be like, ugh. You know what I mean? Like, people do that, like, ugh. Like, okay, if they hit on me and they can't stop and I tell them they're gay, yeah, I say, ugh. But if I'm watching TV, I have the right to say, okay, that guy's handsome. That doesn't mean I like dudes. I just want to get you guys that clear. It doesn't mean I like dudes if I say somebody's handsome. I have handsome cousins. I have handsome guy friends. I have a lot of, you know, whatever. It's all gay. The gay community, you guys got to get it together in 09. It's okay. I'm tired of hearing no homo. You are homo. Let's get it together. It's okay. Let's get over the stud-on-stud thing. Let's get over. I mean, it's here. It's not going nowhere. It's going to be a topic, God, that's going to last us till we probably die. But, you know, man, 09. Let's get it together, all right? Yo, 646-478-5726 is the number to call in. We do have a caller, so let's go to this caller. What's good, caller?
Hello?
Yes, what's up, caller?
Hi. Okay. I have a story, but first I want to talk about the girl who got caught with Stacey Dash. I feel so bad for her. I'm embarrassed for her right now. Like, I'm red. Like, literally. My face is heating up just thinking about it. I'm embarrassed for her. And for the girl, I would have whooped my brother behind until he was blue in the face, and then I would have dragged him through the street.
Man.
There's no way I'm going to let him do a hit on me. Brother or not, I will put somebody in the grave. But to my parents, I haven't, you know, they know, you know, but they still want me to be with somebody. At school, I did come out. Like, it was horrible. I was with, I was like in ninth grade. And there was this, well, I didn't know she was a girl. I thought she was a guy. And I thought he was really cute. But she's talking to my friend's friend. And I didn't know. And the girl asked me out. So I said, you know, no problem. Come to find out the other girl she's talking to didn't like me. So basically, they basically chased me out to school for like 2 weeks straight, trying to fight me. But I had my best friend there, so fought them off. And basically, she got kicked out of school for God knows, I think she got caught having sex in the stairway, so they expelled her from school. Only for me to see her a year later, and she's still mad about it.
Wow.
Yeah, but she's somewhere else. And I came out to my aunt for Halloween. I brought somebody over, and, you know, she loved her. So that was only a good story. But my parents, it's not going to happen. My mom is Southern, and my stepfather's Haitian.
Yeah,
I like where I live, and I like my tuition being paid.
Yeah, well, I guess you got to wait till your tuition, till you're done with school to, you know, pop that one up. I mean, it's hard. It's really hard. It's not as easy as people think. You know, people say, oh, just tell them, and, you know, you do feel better, but in a sense, you know, you have this weight on your shoulder because you don't want to lose your parents. You don't know what their reactions are going to be. You can't just be at dinner and be like, oh, hi, I'm gay. Please pass the butter or the, you know, the greens or whatever it may be. You can't just come out and say it, you know. And a lot of people, I think we do, as gay people, we struggle with it. And, you know, it's hard. It's even hard to be openly gay now in the public's eye because we are constantly watching our back. We have to, you know, because there are.
I am. Apparently,
you know,
I have the look of one.
Yeah.
I can walk around with it and
people
like,
gay.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. You know, you can't
my
be
first
like,
stylist that happened.
Yeah, because you got to watch out. You know, we have to watch ourselves, really. And it's kind of crazy that we need to and we have to watch ourselves in the public side because there are some people who really hate us. You know, they hate the hell out of us and they will kick our ass because we choose to be with another woman. So it's a hard thing. Come on.
People just find it cute when I say it. They're like, oh, that's a cute little face, you know.
Phase,
okay.
Yeah. Don't you love that, the phase?
Yeah.
Gotta love the phase. Gotta love the phase statement, definitely. It's a phase. It'll go away.
I was surprised they said it was a phase. The girls are telling me it's a phase. I don't know. Apparently, I need the piercing to fit the main tattoos and the belt. I don't know. Maybe I'll try that next year. See how that works out.
We appreciate that call.
You too. I'll talk to you later.
Happy New Year.
You too. Bye.
All right. No doubt, yo. We're calling in. The lines is buzzing. 646-478-5726. Oh, we forgot the number. No doubt. So we in the building still. Hold up, we got another caller. Let's get the caller. 202. What's good?
Hey, Happy New Year. How you doing?
Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm great. I'm good. I just wanted to call and say, hey, 2009, and share my coming out story.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably 17 in college, and I definitely agree with someone who said they wanted to wait till tuition was paid. And once my mom called me at school,
play it safe, right?
I'm just going to wait till I'm 20, I'll be graduating, and then I'm going to tell her. But she called me one day, and I never forget, I was in my dorm room, laying on my bed. And I was just so upset. And it was about some girl I was dating. And so she just kept saying, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like, Mommy, trust me, you don't understand. And she starts trying to guess what's wrong. So she's like, are you pregnant? And I'm like, hell no. And so then she said, well, do you have an STD? Hell no. And I just felt like I couldn't take it anymore. She just kept getting worse and worse. So I said, well, Mama, I'm gay. And she was like, girl, stop playing with me. Like, that was the first thing from her mind. Girl, stop playing with me. I said, no, Mama, I'm gay. And she just kind of got silent. And she left the house. She didn't really bother with it. So I came home for Christmas break. And I came home for Christmas break, and she brings me into her bedroom. And I don't know why people like to confront their kids in their bedroom. And she says, so has somebody been touching you? Like, I'm grown, and you asking me if somebody's touching me, and that's why I'm gay, and I can't tell you that?
Are you kidding me?
Wow. No, I'm serious. She said, has somebody been touching you? I was like, no. So the next thing she asked me was like, well, you know, I always saw myself having grandkids. And I said, well, I'm gay, not barren. And it was only going to get worse. It was really only going to get worse. The next thing she said to me was, you know, I just don't want to get to heaven and you not be there. And at some point, I don't know, I guess I snapped. And I said, well, what makes you so sure you're going? And needless to say, I moved out for a year after that. I didn't feel like I needed to defend my right to be at one with God, because you felt like your life was some paradigm of goodness. And, I mean, after that, I knew it was pretty much over, because she was going to call my aunt. And my aunt, once you tell her something, the whole family knows. But it wasn't as big a shock, because come to find out, my older cousin had been kind of selling the family on, I think she's gay. You know, she hangs out with gay people, and she does this, and that's what gay people do. Because she was pregnant, and she didn't know how to tell her family that she was a dom.
Wow.
So she was selling me up the river the whole time.
Until
she could come out.
Members.
Well, she felt it would be easier for a femme to come out first.
Right.
But, I mean, you pregnant, it's not going to be any easier.
I think it's easier for studs to come out, because the parents be like, I already knew that. With a femme, you know, you got to beat around the bush and, oh, I don't know.
I mean, everybody has their own personal take on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that I'm happier with my family now. And we can get along a little bit better, but my mother does still refer to whoever I'm dating or with as, you know, her friend to company. They're not allowed to come to family reunion. If they come to family functions, they're just your friend. And it's sort of it's to a point where I just have to take a stand. So I don't go to family reunions. My family asks me why. If I can't go and be who I am, then I'm not coming. I don't have to, you know, we don't ask anybody why you can bring your third baby daddy to the family reunion. Nobody questions that. But if I'm with somebody for 2 years, then it's a problem. So sometimes you just have to take a stand. It's hard to stand up to your family, but you got to do it for yourself.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to. It's hard. It's a hard thing, man. Coming out isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But, you know, it is what it is, you know. And, I mean, what can you do? You know, you just pray for the best. That's all you can do, right?
You're right.
You know, just pray about it and pray for the best. That's all you really can do. And just hope everything goes well. 202, I appreciate that, sharing your stories with us.
Peace and blessings in 09. Y'all take care. And I want to give a shout-out to Rage for the People, the future spoken word.
No doubt.
Take care. Bye-bye.
No doubt, yo. It's a hard situation.
it's not an easy thing to do, you know, coming out. So, yo, let's go to another caller. Yo, the phone lines is buzzing. Yo, if you want to call in, yo, the number is 646-478-5726. Again, the number is 646-478-5726. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about coming out stories. What is yours? Have you even came out yet? Are you still in the closet? I mean, let us know. Maybe we can help you and work you out, you know, whatever. All right, so let's go to another caller. 803, what's good?
Hey, what's going on? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's up?
What's going on with you?
I don't know if you're talking about coming out story. I'm chilling. It's funny, I was thinking back on it, because when I came out, I'm almost 18 now. I was 14, going for 15 at the time. And I came out, but I was kind of forced out, too, because I left my phone on the bed one morning. I went to go brush my teeth, and I came back. And I had this girl in my phone that I was talking to, who was kind of together at the time. And she had sent me a sexual message. And I had her name under a code. So my mom was like, who is this nigga? And I was like, oh, that's nobody. And she was like, you don't need to be talking to all these niggas. And I kept brushing it off. So she stayed with it for like a couple days. And I was like, finally, I was like, mommy, you ain't got nothing to worry about. It's not a dude. And she was like, what? And I said, it's a girl. Because I just got tired of lying. And she was like, I knew it. And I said, oh, okay. So I'm thinking, you know, she's fine. Because I'm a stud. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure she knew. And it was kind of like a delay coming out. Because she was fine. She brushed it up. Maybe she thought it was a phase. I don't know. So
hey, most parents do think that, though. It's a phase.
Yeah, she was cool with it for like, she didn't say nothing for like a month or two. Like, I mean, nothing, it was cool. And then all of a sudden, when the second school year come through, you know, we buying school clothes and shit. And she's like, oh, this is how you going to be dressing all the time now. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm like, yeah. So she bought the clothes. And you know how you want to break your shit in before you actually wear it out? You know, because she be stiff. So I was breaking it in. And every time she seen me with the clothes, she got mad. So I'm like, damn, what the fuck is wrong? So finally, she's like, I'm taking all them damn clothes back. You're not wearing shit to school this year. You want to dress how the fuck way I dress. You getting the fuck out of my house. I'm like, what?
Wow.
I'm like, I thought you knew. She was like, well, not in this house. And I was like, man, you really going to do this? And mind you, I was too young at the time to get a job. So it's not like I was being lazy. I mean, I legally couldn't get a job in the state of South Carolina because we're from New York. If we had been in New York, it would have been different. So she calmed down to let me keep the clothes. But she, after that, she was like, okay, this time I'm cutting you up. And for like 6 months during that whole year, she ain't do shit to me but the necessities.
Wow.
Like, as far as, like, you know, feminine products like that, she had to do, like, by law, she did. But the extra shit, nah. And then
crazy.
My grandmother, we living with my grandmother, she don't come to me every day talk about, oh, you gay, you ain't never going to be happy, and da-da-da-da. I'm like, you serious? Like, I'm your grandchild. She started talking to me like I was just like a nigga on the street type shit. It was crazy. It was like that for a minute. I mean, now to the fact where they accepted it and she's cool with it, like, now I'd be in a room and she's like, oh, you talking to your girl? And I'd be like, yeah. She's like, oh, well, tell her I said hi. I mean, I guess maybe it was the shock thing. I don't know. But she was, like, real ill for a long-ass time.
It's crazy. Sometimes I guess it just had to sink in there. You know what I'm saying? Ease up in there. But, you know, it's cool that she, you know, it's cool that she finally, you know, was like, okay, this is what it is. This is what my daughter likes. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know, it's good you got to end it that way because it could have been worse.
Eventually, they get cool with it. You know,
also, I don't know if y'all ever heard this one because my mother used to say this shit. She was like, "Oh, you too pretty to be gay."
Yeah.
Oh God, I hate that. Oh.
You gotta be ugly as hell to be gay. Like,
yeah, that's real shit. I get that from, you know what? That's funny because I get that a lot from dudes all the time. I'm like, yo, I hate that line, man. But, yo, take that, 803, for calling in. We appreciate you sharing your story with us.
I appreciate it.
All right, no doubt. So, listen, we got 10 minutes, yo. We got a lot of people on the line still, so we're gonna fly through these calls because we want to make sure that we get each and every one of you guys no doubt, all right? 216, what's good?
What's good? This Untamable. I feel left out because I don't have a coming out story, so I thought I'd call and not feel that left out.
<Wow. laughs>
I didn't even know what the hell the damn topic was. I'm like, what's the topic? They like coming out stories. I'm like, oh damn, I'm all outcast in the homo community now.
No,
I'm like, yeah, that's fucked up. I ain't never had a coming out story. Maybe I should call on that bitch and come back out. I was like, damn, I ain't got no coming out story. I was just feel left out, so I thought I'd
feel left out.
Yeah, I feel left out. Everybody like, I got a coming out story. Well, shit, I don't. I was never here.
That's no doubt, y'all. We appreciate you just calling in. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
All right, yo, what you talking about? No doubt, Six Colors Radio. Yo, call us. We love it. 646-478-5726 is the number calling. We do have 9 minutes left. We're going to go to this last caller real quick. Then we're going to wrap it up. And, it's a good topic, and I'm glad you guys shared your stories with us. Hopefully, maybe we'll do a part two. Y'all come back. We're going to do a part two upcoming out stories because we like to hear more. This kind of helps. This is therapeutic, actually, and it actually helps other people who haven't, came out. So we'd like to thank y'all for sharing your stories with us. And, I think we might do a part two because this is good. This is good for the soul, Oh, nine, no doubt. So let's go to this caller right here, 336. What's good?
What's good, dog?
What's going on?
I ain't even got enough time for this shit. I said the call earlier, but I had some little issues going on.
That's all right. That's all right. Just glad you called in. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Square it up.
Yeah, we
I
were
had
just
to get
talking
in on
about.
Part two. I can't even get in on part one.
Yeah, you got to come on part two, yo. We got to do a part two Thursday, no doubt. 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We are going to do a part two. We only have 8 minutes left in the show. So we're going to do a part two on Thursday. So hopefully y'all will come and vibe with us. 7 p.m. Eastern Time, same place. You know what I'm saying? Come through. Add us. If you haven't added us yet, go to www.dowling.com/6colors-radio. Make sure you add us. Leave us some comments on how you like the show. Also, on the main page on the blog talk, you can also rate the show and leave us some comments as well. We enjoy everything. If you have something you would like to offer us, like topics, anything, hit us up in the inbox as well. We appreciate it and we value each and every one of you. So make sure you hit us up with that, all right? Hit us up. We do have I'm working on some guests, no doubt. So y'all make sure y'all tune in for that. I'm working on some guests. It should be a fun, exciting year, all right? Hold on. We do have another caller. Let me go to this caller. I don't want to shut nobody out. 585, what's good?
Yo, this product, again, I just wanted to give a shout out to the gay infant, Untamable, the one we have a I just had to get that last shout out for her. That's the gay infant right there. She had a little pacifier grabbing titties and shit.
No doubt. No doubt. So listen, we got 6 minutes left into the show. If you do want to give a little shout-out, you can call in now. Got to make it 30 seconds, less than 30 seconds. Give your shout-outs right now. It's the People Takeover, 646-478-5726. Again, the number is 646-478-5726. If you would like to give your shout-outs, you can give them to us now. Soleil, you want to give a quick shout-out real quick?
Yeah, shout outs to Omicron Epsilon Pi Sorority Incorporated. Shout outs to Iota Lambda Pi Fraternity Incorporated. Shout outs to everybody in the chat room. Shout outs to Jules Mysterious. Sincere Finn, my sister, I love you. I hope you feel better. She's a little bit under the weather. Shout outs to my girlfriend, Tisha. I love you. I'm sorry that you're upset with me, but I do. I love you. Shout outs to the Jazzy Seniors. Shout outs to everybody. Everybody, House Biju, Vanity, because I know Sincere probably, yeah. Oh, she on the line. Okay.
Come on.
No doubt. Mysterious, what's good? Shout-outs.
Shout-out to Jules, Soleil, Sincere Film, everybody in the chat room, all the listeners,
Alright, sister.
Listen, she already started. I just want to give a shout out to the House of Monroe, the House of Woodland, everybody doing what they doing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's trying to get the right for 09 and all the haters and they can have a job. Hate on me for the whole year. I don't give a damn. Say it for real.
No doubt. Yo, give your shout outs, man. 646-478-5726. You have 4 minutes to give your shout outs. No doubt. I'm going to get mine in right now. I just want to give a shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's doing their thing. Everybody who supports Six Colors Radio and who has been supporting Six Colors Radio. All the listeners, no doubt. We can't express enough how much, you know, y'all, we respect y'all. We have so much love for y'all. And, yo, thank you. Thank you for keeping us here. You know what I'm saying? 3 years. It's going on 3 years, baby. And we still gonna be here. All right? Shout out to Unika, who, yo, you already know. She's probably listening. So shout outs to her. I'll see you tomorrow. But who else? The chat room. I love the chat room. Shout outs to the chat room because y'all be doing y'all thing in the chat room.
Shout out to Rage because I'm sorry. Shout out to Rage for people.
Rage, y'all know she gets the shout out. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. All right? Shout out. You know, she got enough shout outs tonight. Rage got enough shout outs tonight. I'm hating.
My baby's mad at me. So, yeah.
But, yeah. But everybody, you know. Come check us out. Like I said, if you haven't added us, please come add us. Leave a comment. Leave a comment on this page, the Blog Talk page. We love comments. We love feedback, topics. Anybody you want on the show, yo, leave it in the inbox. We'll try. I'll try my hardest to get them. I'm already working on two requests right now. So tune in and listen for that. Listen for that. If you just want to come by the inbox and say what's up, yo, we speak to any and everybody, so make sure you do that. We'll give you, if you want to just, you know, talk to us, add us to your messages, we do that as well. So make sure y'all check it out. Also hit us on the MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/6colorsradio. Come check us out over there as well. And we're going to be back in the building, and I think we're going to do a coming out part two Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you sit there and you vibe with us and spread the word. Tell your friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. You know, that's how we survive. That's how we're here, and we make sure we come back for y'all. Also, if you are a artist, poet, whatever, and Rage, yo, me and Rage, speaking of Rage, let me talk to Rage real quick. Yo, hook up with me because me and you go back and forth. You're supposed to come up on this show, all right? You're supposed to come up on this show, so Rage, get at my inbox, you know. So listen, if you are a music artist, poet, you have a business, legal,
yes.
Yo, hit us up, legal, you know, hit us up. If you want to be on the show, we can put you on the show, get you a little promotion out. We love supporting people who are doing their thing, you know, and been doing their thing, all right? Music artists, we love them. Everybody loves a good artist. If you are a good artist and you're not about the BS, yo, hit us up. We don't want no basement joints. We don't want the baby crying in the background. We don't want, you know, the horns and the highway and the yo, say yo, hey yo, no. We don't want that. We don't want that, you know what I'm saying? So if you are serious about it, hit us up. I think I have I got a lot of things planned for 09 with Six Colors Radio. I think I have a contest coming up, so y'all make sure y'all tune in then. You can win a gift certificate, a Visa. I think I'm going to give y'all a Visa gift certificate. It's coming out of my pocket. So y'all get ready for that contest. All right? So if you get ready.
Don't just listen so you can win the gift certificate either.
Yeah, I know. They're going to be waiting to get the gift certificate. But, yo. Yeah, so we don't want all of that. So y'all listen to that. We got a lot of, I'm going to start putting the contest out. So we're going to get the contest out. We're going to give away some good things. I got this color radio thing going on too as well to give out. So y'all make sure y'all tune in and keep supporting us. If you don't have a banner, yo, holla at me. So put on your page, a banner for your page, please. That's how we get supported, all right?
So, yo, it's Six Colors Radio. It's the Sunday Takeover. I am Jewel's baby, Mysterious of Soleil. Yo, tune in, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursday. Throwdown, it's going down. Yo, y'all have a good week. Peace and blessings. Out.